Alabaster International Ministry presents Jesus Celebration with Prophet Kofi Odru. This is the season of the celebration of Jesus Christ.
Majesty, the dominion, the power, the glory, forever and ever. You sit enthroned in the cherubim of glory upon the mercy seat. I ask in the name of Jesus that you will soar in your word, spread yourself on the hearts of your people. Show us your glory. Rebuke every structure of darkness. Prevail, let your word mightily increase, grow, and prevail in the precious name of Jesus the Christ. We give you thanks in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Clap these hands. Oh my God. Good morning to you, church, and good morning to All our friends on Sweet Melodies 94.3 FM. It is an honor to greet all our friends on Oba Tampa Radio, Boom FM 88.7, on Vision One 93.5 FM, on Amansan Television, and also on Facebook, YouTube, podcast, and all the rest of the platforms. Good morning to you. My name is Kofi Otro. This is Alabaster International Ministry bringing you this live broadcast service from Kwabena Bonsa Memorial Temple, Alabaster International Ministry. It is going to be a very special service. Today we have called it the Savior's Thanksgiving. We have Savior's 2023 with Reverend Eastwood Anaba. It was just a, my God, I can't hear your shout. I can't hear your shout. God has been good to us. It's just amazing. Tuesday night, we had the awesome privilege. I was just about ministering, we received my mother, Dr. Christy Dotete. Mommy, I want to use this opportunity to say a big God bless you. You know, for your love, your motherly love, your august leadership, and scintillating unction and anointing that you carry. Thank you. We love you. And thank you for the support you give to up and emerging generation. The Lord bless you so very much. I see that was not enough. Thursday, my mother showed up again to be with us as my father, Reverend Isu, was ministering. It was just awesome. Hallelujah. Then, like many thought, oh, he will not come. On Wednesday night, we received Reverend Eastwood Anaba of Eastwood Anaba Ministries and Fountain Gate Chapel, came all the way from Boga to be a blessing to us. Ministered awesomely, mightily, powerfully on Wednesday night, and then on Thursday night, it was awesome. We were with him on Friday afternoon, and the fellowship was just awesome. We give God the glory. This morning, he's in Sunyani ministering. Last night, he was with Fountain Gate Sunyani. This morning, he's ministering, and this night, he will be finishing that convention and return back to Boga and start the Grace Convention tomorrow evening. And it runs through morning, evening, till today's week. We are praying for him with the kind of unction and grace that Papa carries. The Lord bless you. Let me use the opportunity to say a big God bless you to all of you, Church Alabaster, and to the body of Christ. Are you clapping? To the body of Christ. Those of you who are here in person, those of you who flooded this place, those of you who flooded the online platforms, YouTube, podcast, Facebook, and all the lovely places, the Lord richly bless you. I was blown away when we were joined by all our friends, pastor friends who came, Dr. Justice Avevo, Prophet Job Edo, Prophet Ebenezer Konai, Reverend Emmanuel Samba, and all our friends who came around. It was just awesome. It was just amazing and humbling. The Lord bless you. But last Friday, we were blown off by the glory of God when we received the Oracle Prophet, Prophet Ebenezer Akonai of Love Chapel Circle. Bra, are you clapping or you are trying to? Man! I ministered from 11:30 thereabout right to about 2:30. This man of God took it over until 5 something. It was just awesome. Guys, we stand here in this holy place to give all the glory unto God for Savior's 2023, for all the great things that he has done. I begin the presentation this morning, John the 12th chapter, the 20th and 21st verses. John chapter 12, verses 20 and 21. The Bible said there were certain Greeks among them that came up to worship at the feast. The same therefore came to Philip, which was of Bethsaida of Galilee, and desired him, saying, "Sir, we want to see Jesus." The same therefore came to Philip, which was of Bethsaida of Galilee. They desired him, saying, "Sir, we wish, we desire, we require to see Jesus." Having read you that, let me go further. Luke chapter 21, verses 34, 35, and 36. Take it to yourselves. Lest at any time your hearts be overcharged with sorting and drunkenness and the curse of this life, and so that they come upon you unawares, the Bible said, "For as a snare it will come upon all them that dwell on the face of the whole earth. Watch ye therefore and pray always, that ye may be accounted worthy to escape all these things that shall come to pass, and to stand before the Son of Man. Watch ye therefore, pray always, that ye may be accounted worthy to escape all these things that shall come to pass, and to stand before the Son of Man." Today I should have been doing the seven wonders of hell, but because of seniors, allow me to make a detour or a digression into the neighborhood of the scriptures. I will be dealing with Matthew chapter number 8 and verse number, Matthew chapter 9 actually, verse number 8. Matthew, the 9th chapter, the 8th verse. As a matter of fact, if you read from verse number 1, it was about a story of a man who came to Christ. The Bible said he had palsy, and his palsy had totally paralyzed him. And the scripture said they brought, his friends brought him to Christ. A similar story is in Mark chapter 2. The Bible said Jesus went and entered into Capernaum. And whilst he went into Capernaum, when we went to Israel, we went to that particular spot, to the house where Jesus was ministering in. And the Bible said when the news was noised abroad, the people gathered into the house, they thronged into the house to the point that they overshadowed that particular house. Ladies and gentlemen, whilst they were in the house, the Bible said that there was a man who was carried about four friends of his into the particular place. There was no space for them to be able to have clearance or passage to be able to see Christ. And so the Bible said that the friends went and leave their friend by the side of the house and climbed the roof of the house and remove all the sheets of the roof and then drop their friend through the ceiling of that particular. When Jesus saw the man, the Bible said he was shocked, marveled, and amazed. Then he said, "I have not seen such faith, that somebody can be carried on a roof and destroying somebody's residence." They lowered a man with a paralysis or a palsy to that particular place. By the time you hit verse number 12 of this same passage, the Bible said immediately arose, let me read from maybe verse number 11, when Jesus gave the instruction, "I say unto you, arise, take up your bed," and the Bible said, "and go thy way into your house." In the 12th verse, the Bible said, "and immediately he arose and took up his bed and went forth before them all, insomuch that they were all amazed," and the Bible said, "they glorify God, saying, we have never seen it on this particular fashion." In Luke chapter 17, verse number 17, a miracle had happened. But you see, the attitude of the people are always phenomenal. The Bible said, in Luke 17, verse number 17, and Jesus answering, "Were not 10 that I cleansed, where are the 9? The Bible said that are not found, there are not found that return to give glory to God. Save this stranger, or save this, let me use a word that you will understand, save this unbeliever. Nobody returned to give God glory except this unbeliever. The 9 10 people were healed. In Luke 17, only one returned to give glory. We are very, very quick. When we are in desperation, we are very quick, ladies and gentlemen, to petition the throne of God. And we are very, very quick to pray and to fast. But when the miracle comes, when the breakthrough is there, we are very slow to render thanks, praise, adoration, sublimation, macrographics. Yeah, gratitude. We are very slow to give gratitude. People will come to help you in your anniversary. You are very quick to give them an invitation. When they attend your wedding, you are very quick to give them an invitation. And even follow it up with a call and tell them, please come. Especially for those of us who are Christian leaders and work by the pulpit. It is very, very easy for people to come and say, please, Papa, attend my wedding. Please, I would love you to grace my wedding. But very slow to come back to say thank you for coming. Or pick up the phone to say thank you for the gesture the last time. When we are hungry, we are very, 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 very fast to ask for food. But how many people can compliment the people in the restaurant and say to them, thank you, that was good food. I know the hardest are, but I paid for the food. It is not enough. You see, this is the attitude why so many of us cannot even appreciate our wives when they cook. It is, but she's my wife. No, no. There is, I'm talking about the heart of gratitude. You know, the heart of gratitude is not in the song. The worship is not the song. The praise is not the song. It is the heart. It is the conscience. It is the motive that is doing the song. It is the motive doing the song. This is why you can see God manifesting his glory and power in a place where the people don't even have a good voice. Yeah, he is manifest because the heart that is giving glory is a pure heart. Your heart. Rather, the people who have good voices do not have a pure heart. Therefore, the manifest glory of God is not manifested in those places. You see politicians, they are very quick to come to church and to ask for prayer. Help me that I can be an MP. Help me, pray for me. Help, tell God to help me to be the president of Ghana. Then, when they receive that particular position, they are very slow. The people will say, oh, let's go back to Alabaster and thank God for his glory and his grace. They said, this week is busy. Next week is also busy. The next one is also busy. Maybe let's put it to the next 3 months. When 3 months come, they will say, and from Alpha, so let's forget about it. I'm serious. The people who helped you up, it is very, very, appropriate for you to at least mention them in acknowledgement that through this person, through that person, when I was struggling, that man came to my aid. This man was there. And that one was also there. At least they came to be a blessing to me. It is very right to just acknowledge. Without my husband, why can't you sometimes look in the eyes of your husband and say, babe, thank you. Thank you for what you do for our children. Thank you for the school fees. Thank you for, I am connecting my message somewhere. This is all part of the prologue, the introduction. Thank you for what you do for the children. Their birthdays, you are there. Their graduation, you are there. Thank you for the school fees. And thank you for dropping them off at school every day. And picking them up, even when you don't have the time, you still make the effort. Baby, thank you. I appreciate you. I wish I can buy you a car, but since I cannot, my thank you should be all enough. I really appreciate. The women are very quiet. The women are very quiet. You know, women, when Kofi Odro starts talking for you, you are very loud. This morning, I am surprised that the house with the women are very quiet. I asked a question the other time among the team, and I was asking, how many people give your wives gifts, money, and everything? And, you know, the gentlemen were very quick. I did it last week, last 3 weeks, last 3 days, last. And then I turned the question to the ladies, and I said, for those of you who are married, how many took your husbands to, you took your husband out to eat on his birthday? Nobody. Nobody. Very interesting. Gratitude after God comes into our midst and manifests his power and glory, his hand, his unction, when the move of the Spirit of God, Dana, we should be great. May you be seated in the presence of God. I continue. That was a very powerful praise and worship. Thank you very much. Ghana should be very grateful to God no matter what. We should be extremely thankful unto Almighty God. When coronavirus struck, you know, people were crying and panicking, but we have forgotten that Ebola came, and this God was there for us, delivered us from evil and from all the attacks that came upon us. We should be very grateful that we put people on the front line, and they stood there and did amazing things. Some of them died. Some of them were attacked with coronavirus, and some of them went through hell with their families. We should be grateful to God for our geographical location, where we have been located. We should be grateful to God for all the natural resources, gold, silver, you know, platinum. We should be grateful for manganese and bauxite and cocoa and timber and salt and wise people. We should be grateful not to blame all that on God when things don't go right. As a matter of fact, we should be grateful to God that Ghana has been able to declare this nation and our status as a Christian or a Christian nation. We should be grateful to God, even though we have a stinking attitude that goes with it. We should be grateful to God for that acknowledgement, at least, that we are not a nation where we slaughter bulls and cows and fowls and sheep and all that to useless idols. We should be grateful to Almighty God. One of the things that this morning I am going to be grateful to God for are some very wonderful missionaries who left their country and came into this particular world, and they were prepared to die in this place. When you go to places like Latte, Equiapim, and look at the Presbyterian and Methodist edifices, it speaks to you concerning the missionaries and people who laid their lives for Christianity. When you go to places like, Edum, and you look at Ramses temple that is mounted there, you see the effort and the sacrifice of people who really struggle to make Christianity what it is today. When you go to Ebitifi and look at the work that particular, you know, missionary did in that particular place, in the Kweu region, the planting of churches. And then, you know, when you go to the graveyards, you see their graves, and you say, you read, this man gave himself for the Lord to the work of God and died with malaria in Africa. We should be grateful. On Tuesday, when I was, you know, acknowledging where the move of God has come from and where it has come to, I mentioned the names of some very lovely patriarchs and matriarchs, and I gave glory to God for their lives. We should be grateful to God that Christianity does not have so many wrong leaders in this country, but we should be grateful to God for some of the very lovely people who have channeled and they charted the path. We should even take it to not only the charismatic circles and the prophetic circles. We should even take it very far. I started with Apostle Peter and him of the Apostolic Church of Ghana. We should be able to even mention James McKeon and the six other people who were with the first executive council, including rest of them who were part of that particular council. You know, we should be grateful to God for their lives, for how far Christianity has come to. We should be grateful to God for Assemblies of God, for Presbyterian Church of Ghana, for the Methodist Church. Most of us sitting here went to Presbyterian school, Roman Catholic and Anglican schools. Most of us sitting here this morning were our products of AME Zion, Salvation Army. We should be grateful to God that there are people who gave their lives, sacrificed their altar to this particular nation. This is how far we have come to. Yeah, sometimes we should even be grateful to God for even Awoyo and Mozama. Sometimes. Yeah. 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 At least those people showed us some level of spirituality. Elijah, Ampaya, Mojamro. I was on vacation when I was a little boy, and there was a garment church in the bush. You couldn't see them, but they are in the bush. And whilst, you know, we are on vacation, we can hear them. Peter, Wompia. At least these guys at least sang songs from the Bible. They picked Bible characters to sing. Some of our songs today, you don't know where it's coming from. At least they are mentioning Peter. Yeah, at least they are mentioning Peter. Yeah. I went to the north many years ago to preach one day, and then suddenly they said there are angels. And I said, really? They said there are angels. And then they suddenly said, Angel Nefisa. I said, I have never heard an angel by the name Nefisa. They said, that one is a crazy angel. When she comes, she breaks all the chairs in the church. I said, I'm waiting for her. You come and you have not bought one chair for the church. Yours is to break chairs. I'm waiting for her. These people, sometimes the Methodist preacher is preaching, and the lady will get up in the church. Now, Mose can be punished, so now Mose can't share this. Mose can't share. These people are singing from the Bible. Ask me, most of our people, where are they singing from? When I stand here, I should be able to say, God, Alabaster is grateful for sending us patriarchs, matriarchs. When people like Dr. Robert Ampia Kofi stands here, one man said, Menipe Briu Subia Anope. Dr. Robert Ampia Kofi is ministering here. Reverend C. Mensah, thank you for people who can obey the call and they can celebrate and go to villages. Bishop Doug Edward Mills can go to villages, places where people do not want to go. I want to thank God for their life. Oh yeah, I want to thank God. I really want to bless the name of the Lord for their lives. Most of those people, should they have not brought some of these crusades, many souls would have perished in hell. Kwesiamwako can travel and leave his children and will be roaming in the country in the days where there were no telephones, there were no cell phones, there were no internet, and he can be gone away for like 4 months, 6 months, and you don't know where he is. Serious! We should be able to thank God for people like that. Most of these people, they don't have mansions sitting anywhere because all the revenue and the resources God gave them, they put it in the gospel. Today, let me give glory to God for one of the strange people who carried the gospel very powerfully, Evangelist Yao Paul. Amazing man of God. He can be able to take the gospel into places. Sometimes his wife is looking for him for 6 months and can't find him. But we'll be from village to village. Just like Amwako can have one crusade, and the crusade is an all-night crusade. Just preaching the gospel. I think that we have taken so many things for granted. That sometimes the preachers sacrifice too much to bring you the gospel. Look at our father, Reverend Eastwood, came all the way from Bulga. Went to the States 3 weeks. Went to London 2 weeks. Came to Enigma 1 week in Accra. Went back to Bulga 2 days. Back to Accra. Here, he's in Sunyane right now. It's a sacrifice. It's a sacrifice. And you hear the gospel and you downplay the gospel. Somebody has made an effort to bring it to you. One missionary said, why should you hear the gospel twice when somebody have not heard it once? Why should you hear it twice when somebody have not heard it once? I stand here to let you know that it is not a joke. For there are many churches in my hometown who will never receive certain men and women of God. Never. In their places. No matter what. The church in my hometown will never receive Dr. Otabel because they will not have access to invite him to hear the wisdom of God. And let me thank God for people like that. Ghana, you have people like Dr. Otabel who can be able, a very deep teacher of the word, who can be able to teach you the word of God, precept upon precept, line upon line, here a little, there a little. People like that, no matter what their flaws and errors, you don't come talking nonsense against them. They have carried the gospel to you. You should thank God for every television evangelist or pastor who is preaching the pure gospel. The reason is because they pay too much money to be able to bring you the word of God. We should be grateful for people like that. We should be able to celebrate the lives of people, you know, who have trailed or blazed the ways. Seriously. When I look at their philanthropic work, Mama Chrissy, you know, job, you know, when I look at, you have taught us, you did not only teach us preaching, no, you taught us that, you know, it is more blessed to give than to receive. You have been to the Equipping School of the Blind and the School of the Deaf. You know, many Christians are sitting here who are so blessed, you know, monetarily or financially, and have never been a blessing to anybody. You know, these people are walking about and they need help, and we cannot even help them. Ladies and gentlemen, there are people whose example we should at least emulate and learn. Huh? I was so touched on Friday at the all night, when a young man, whether it was online, radio or television, he heard of Saviors 2023, and the wife is sick at Kolebu, does not have money, cannot have or afford the revenue. Strange. Ran to the all night and said, let me go to the all night and pray. After the all night, let me speak to Kofi Odro to help me. Whilst the guy was standing there, prophetically, the guy didn't come out to say, my wife is in the hospital. The prophet of God was moved by the Holy Ghost to go to him and say, you, this man, your wife is in the hospital right now. Come here. You don't even have money to pay your bill. And the guy says, I need 2,000. The prophet took $100 from his pocket. Or Imam Mercy took $100 from her pocket. Within just among two people, the bill is paid. The Holy Ghost. Can you put that in protocol? Oh, him amazing to get $200. So within a short time, we have $300. Bill is paid for. The guy didn't tell his story. He didn't say, give me money. The Holy Ghost did that. The Spirit of God is the one that went to by the prophet Ebenezer Akunai. That I thank God for your life. Are you clapping? God knowing your need. The Lord knowing your need. Who's saying, who say God does not think about you? When the young man was standing in the service, the Holy Spirit knew. When the moment they gave him the $300, he ran out because the instruction is go now to Kolebu and go and sort yourself out. When he was running, Mama Rita told me that she said she felt like the guy doesn't even have transport. So she ran out also following the guy. And the moment she got to the gate, the guy had gone to the junction and was returning, thinking that I don't have transport, so somebody should give me transport. He met Mama Rita at the gate, and they said to the guy, you don't have transport, this is transport. Oh yeah, Kamala, this is transport. This is transport. Hallelujah. I should be able to stand here and tell the Lord, I am grateful for Saviors 2023. I am grateful for all the ministration. I am grateful for all the benediction. I am grateful that God has blessed men with such gifts. I think it's Matthew chapter 6 verse 9 or 9 chapter verse 6 or something. When Jesus performed a miracle, and then the people said, we give God the glory who has given such gifts unto men. We bless God who has given such gifts unto men. God can give such gifts to human beings, and the human beings can administer that particular grace. They don't keep it to themselves. I thank God for the prophetic ministry. Whether it is, the prophetic ministry to the discourse of elevation, prosperity, promotion, or whether it is the prophetic ministry to bring order, structure, and decorum and discipline, Christian godly character into the lives of people. I thank God for the prophetic ministry. I give God the glory for prophets that God has raised up in this country who can be able to stand and speak the mind of God without any selfish defilement. Yeah, there are men in this country that God favored, and they are still walking in the integrity of that favor. Yeah. Not everyone has bowed their knee to Baal. There are still a remnant who loves God and loves Christ and stand in integrity and still can do that. And not everybody is a fraudster and a trickster. Not everybody have defiled themselves. Those people, we should thank God for their lives. Yeah, we should thank God for their lives. I should be able to stand and giving God the glory for the people who chartered the path. The people who, made a path for certain people to also follow. People who preach, sang, wrote songs. Apostle Pokunina, Papa, I salute you this morning. You are a great man. Or you can clap your hands. You are a great man. And I thank God for your simplicity, your humility. You've taught us that Christianity is not pride and arrogance and flamboyance. It is also meekness and simplicity and godliness and righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. Yeah, you have taught us that. Writing over 2,000 songs, this man is so down to earth. The sea would dry up because they wrote one song. Serve a church of Pentecost in diverse places and become chairman for two terms. People like that are down to earth. You should thank God for their lives. Oh, please clap your hands. You should thank God for their lives. Do you realize that I am not, normal circumstance people will be quoting people from America and all stuff like that. I have accepted locally, because I will. There are so many names, and I thank God for them, and we celebrate them. But you have never met them before. You will never meet them before, who are in America, UK, and in places. I am talking to people who have contributed to the work of God in our own region, in our own space, in our own place. We should be able to give God the glory for their lives. Oh, yes. So today, I thank God. I'm standing here and I thank God for Saviors 2023. We have had meetings in this church, but I have never seen anything like that for what we saw in these 4 days. The atmosphere, the touch of God, the breath of God, the move of God, the visitations of God, the ministration. Where? Steve, I am not joking. Where? The glory of God displayed in this place, you know. And we thought that it is that God was doing it only in this place. Asumua, it was all over the internet. People from all over the world are also hooked up, and they were also receiving impartation. Preachers, parishioners alike. I will stand here and not be ungrateful. I want to give God the glory that He placed this revelation in my spirit and say, this is it. I want to show my people kindness, and I want to. And you know what I'm thanking God for also? That after Saviors, the testimonies, the signs and wonders, the miracles, the visitations, the encounters. Oh, somebody, let your response open the heaven and bring to you an elevation in the mighty name of Jesus. It begins today. The Lord will lay a table before you in the presence of your adversaries. Everything you petition God, anything you are praying for, I declare in the name of Jesus that His grace and His glory will bring it to pass. Your expectations will not be cut off. Your head will not lack oil. The Lord will shower His glory upon you, upon your children, upon your incoming, upon your outgoing. It shall be well with you after Saviors. 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 It surely shall be well with you. Clap your hands unto God. Stand to your feet. Let's clap. It surely shall be well with you after Saviors. Nobody has encounter with God like this and goes the same. My Lord. My Lord. Nobody has an encounter with God and goes the same. Young men and women gathering to receive the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. They return back to the latter glory. Return back to Quantiano. And it's one God doing His people good. Father, I stand on this altar this morning with this blessed people to say thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. We are not worthy of the least of your mercies. Thank you. My mother, Christy Dotete, last Friday night, she smiled at me and told me, Kofi, Unyamia Kayo, God has remembered you. God has remembered. And you know, Mama is a prophet who have been standing before the Lord for 46 years now. So for a prophet like that to look at you and tell you something like that, she knows all the traits when God visits a person. She said, my son, God has visited you. He has remembered you. I pray that the moment we leave here with thanksgiving, the heavens will open, the doors will open, and the glory of God will be exhibited. No weapon formed against you will prosper. No attack or plan or plot of the wicked against you will prevail. the Lord will draw his sword and fight your cause. In the name of Jesus, I stand on this altar and declare, you will not die before your time. You will live and prosper and declare the works of God. I declare this week, in the name of Jesus, even on 31st December, there shall be provision, protection, elevation, covering, lifting, raise. In the name of Jesus, there shall be providence, healing, health, in Jesus' name. You believe me, shout amen. Clap your hands unto God. I said today that in the week where saviors was happening, greater works was happening. Give thyself holy was also happening with Bishop Dagwood Mills at Mampong. As this one was at Tichikam too. Saviors was in Tessano. Something has happened to our nation. Something has happened to our nation. God has visited this country in giving us bread. God has visited Ghana in giving us provision. We need it. We need it. We need it. So we cannot receive saviors without Ghana receiving saviors. The nation will be this. Everything will be fine. Everything will be fine. I'm telling businesses, business people, families. I'm telling people who are married. People who are going through stuff. I mean, can you imagine that? A man runs from Kolebu to church looking for money. The system is hot. But by the grace of God, everything will be fine. By the grace of God, everything will be fine. Sometimes when Kolebu turns people away, I don't understand. You have the expert. At least, take care of them and tell them, we don't have this medication, but we are trying. So you take this prescription and go and look for the medication. But they turn somebody away outrightly. Without money, you will die. But I will stand here according to Isaiah chapter 3 verse 10. And I prophesy to Ghana, it shall be well with you. Say to the righteous, it shall be well. And you shall eat the fruit of your doings. Ghana shall be well. Everything will be fine. I say to the people who come to church without offerings, God has never disappointed. And he will never disappoint. I'm telling everybody who things have been very, very, very stagnated and very stagnant, God, he is a miracle working God. But he is not that. He is a provider. He is a provider. He is a provider. He will make provision. When the guy was coming from Kolebu, he didn't know whether he will have money or not. But God surprises him. $300 in his pocket plus transportation. On the economy, baby. Nobody came to Jesus in his earthly mission and he turned him away. Nobody came asking Jesus something and he couldn't do it. He is a provider. I'm telling everybody, trust in God. I told it last week. I said, if anybody rejects God in this era, they will suffer more. It's the truth. You are running away from the help. You will suffer more. This is the time to trust in God. Put your hope in the Lord. The Lord will take care of you. Yeah. That is what I have seen about God. He works with time. Time. He works with time. My good friend, Mr. Lawson, when we went to Israel, I realize that in Israel, they eat with time. Me, I'm not a breakfast person. So early morning, 8 o'clock, breakfast is there. And they told me there will be a lot of walking. So stop this, your fasting business, and then get to eating. because we don't want you to go and collapse on the way. So I ate breakfast. Then in 4 hours, 12 o'clock, we stop somewhere. Lunch is ready. Serve, buffet. Every meal is buffet. Pie. 6 in the evening, dinner is served. By Thursday, I told Daddy, I said, I can't do this 3 score meal a day. I am not hungry, but there is another food to eat. The people told us, we don't eat because we are hungry. We eat with time. God works with time. Somebody's time is in the morning. Somebody's time is in mid-morning. Another person's time is in the afternoon. Somebody's time is mid-afternoon. Another person's time is in the evening. Another person's time is in the night. Another person's time is midnight. Another person's time is at dawn. Yeah, I am telling you, Habakkuk chapter 2, verse number 3, the vision is yet for an appointed time. At the end of it, wait for it because it shall surely come and it will not delay. I declare, wait patiently for the Lord and he will strengthen your heart. Patiently. Patiently. When you mean need it. He will visit you. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Put your two hands on your heart. And I want us for 1 minute, Alabasta, 1 minute, we want to be grateful for Saviors. 2020, this is Thanksgiving. I make it visible on radio, television, and online, and in person. We are grateful to God. Can I hear your voice like thunder? Ayakatika rakataka. Shida! Shidaabu. Shidaabu nucho. Wanjoye. Wanjaboe. Yeah, woman comfortable. We give you glory. Wanwo. This is thanks unto God. This is gratitude to God, the God of all wonders. Give him glory in the house. Give him glory in the house. Akia atarada, riado koskete, kantu mara, rigot kadahaya. Hey! Glory and honor, power belongs to Jesus. Lift your voice, can I hear you? Dear Anta, Toba da da da. Yay! Santosh. Alabasta is grateful. Every family here represented, we are grateful. Even this nation is grateful. Glory to the Son of God. Glory to the Lamb of God. Glory to Christ, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. Glory to Jesus. What a visitation. What a shift. What an elevation. What an encounter. Thank you. What an encounter. What an encounter. What an encounter. What favor. Glory to your holy name. Thank you for Saviors. Thank you for Mama Christie. Thank you for Reverend Eastwood Anaba. Thank you for Prophet Ebenezer Akona. Thank you for Kofi Odru. Thank you. We give you glory. Jesus. Hallelujah. Play the national anthem. Let's pray for Ghana. We want the Savior's anointing to hit this nation. Let the Lord in his majesty and awesome wonder touch our nation. From the seat of government to the most ordinary organization in this nation. May the Lord visit us and reverse our reproach. Yeah, may God reverse our reproach. The Bible said when God turned the captivity of Zion, they were like them that dream. The heathen said God has done great things for them. God, he has done great things for them. Your right hand is on your heart. I promise on my honor, thank you, sir, to be faithful and loyal to Ghana, my motherland. With all my strength and with all my heart. To uphold and defend the good name of God. Can you pray for Ghana? Remember to pray for my president, that the Lord protect him and keep him and help him to finish well. Pray for Ghana. My God, this precious nation is before you. I ask in the name of Jesus. If you visited Alabaster, then extend it to Ghana. Have mercy. Mercy, Lord. Mercy. Mercy, 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 Lord. Mercy. Hatikra hata kafraka da koshka. Mercy. Raka da kadaka vosh. Gantom raka ferekash. Rika da kadika ha. Mercy, Lord. Gantu brakada. Hatandoshke. Avantu rakades. Magate. Gantura Gantere, hey, Magadosha. Finally, my friend, you don't know Jesus Christ as your Lord and personal Savior. You are backslidden and you want your sins to be forgiven. You are watching us on television, listening to us on radio, and watching us online. The right hand is on your heart. Say, dear Jesus, have mercy on a sinner like me. Forgive me. Write my name in the book of life. This morning, I receive Christ as Savior and eternal life into my spirit. I am born again. I'm a child of God. Father, I pray for everybody who prayed that prayer with us. I'm asking for your grace, your kindness, and your favor. Visit every soul that prayed that prayer. And let this new experience, the born again experience, be a journey of faith into eternal life. In Jesus' precious name. I declare that this week will be a week of wonders, a week of miracles, and a week of peace. In Jesus' mighty name. Somebody shout amen. Sweet Melodies 94.3, Boom 88.7. About Tampa 92.5, Vision 1 93.5, and Amazon Television. Thank you for joining us. You want to join us on radio with our offering 0249809911 or 0592296667. That's 0592296667. May the Lord bless you. We will catch you in the second service, which starts at 9 o'clock, and fellowship with us in any of our branches that are close by you. And remember, when righteousness becomes a lifestyle, breakthroughs, it becomes automatic. May the Lord bless you. I love you. See you next time. The question, where are the tongue broadcasters? Where are the bass preachers? Where are the people that are bringing our hearts back to alignment? Where are the people who can boldly stand before you and tell you we are all going to die, and after death there will be judgment? The trumpet is sounding and he can beg, but nobody is an agent, is an agent. Has come for judgment to begin in the house of God, because the house of God have been turned into the den of thieves. The house of God have been turned into a pivot of exploitation, deception, manipulation, seduction. The house of God have been a place of ridicule. The house of God have been turned into laying grounds for charlatans to come and display their words. The house of God has turned into the place where we showcase and exhibit flesh and carnality. The house of God now has...
This is the season of the celebration of Jesus Christ. Alabaster International Ministry presents Jesus Celebration with Prophet Kofi Odro. Venue, Tesano Worship Center near Tesano Gardens. Come and encounter a deep and total renewal in Christ. For inquiries, call 0202-614-781.